Unbinding spell. Dispelling a binding spell is among the most challenging spells to cancel, remove, or undo. This spell, a person who wants this needs to contact a professional expert in practical Kabbalah and is the only one who has the knowledge and ability to cancel it with maximum efficiency. If someone tells you you've cast under a binding spell or just suspects that this is the case, the most important thing is to be smart about your next steps to eliminate the binding spell from your life. As negative blocks stand in your way over time, you should contact a Kabbalistic specialist professional with the knowledge required to deal with this powerful spell. Unbinding spell to anyone anywhere in the world. The consultation and process of the spiritual healer Samuel Zohar Yanai is personal and discreet, personally adapted to all beliefs and religions. You don't have to physically meet Yanai frontally. All the consultations and diagnoses that Yanai offers are via video, Zoom, or WhatsApp. The Kabbalistic ritual's purpose is to cancel the unbinding of spells that must be performed after midnight, and it requires complete concentration and solitude without your actual presence. Samuel Zohar Yanai is a spiritual healer and Kabbalistic expert with many years of experience performing witchcraft removal according to the ancient Jewish secret theory. What is a binding spell? How can it be undone? A binding spell is a type of spell that aims to block and limit a person's general ability. Unlike the spiritual healing process that must include positive intentions, such as healing or protection, binding spells are done out of evil purpose, to stop someone or entangle them with hidden obstacles. Those spells can be very harmful and affect not only the physical aspects of a person's life but also their financial well-being. The effects can be covert or overt, manifesting as unexplained blockages, repeated negative patterns, or a general feeling of being out of sorts for no apparent reason. Kabbalistic traditions, rich in wisdom and energetic practices, offer unique methods for removing and canceling binding spells. Understanding the essence of a binding spell is the first step in removing it, emphasizing the importance of spiritual healing. What is the role of the spiritual healer in undoing a binding spell? Kabbalistic methods in Jewish mysticism offer a balm to fight against negative energies and binding spells. Spiritual healers use the ancient wisdom of Kabbalah and sacred writings, using Kabbalistic codes and ciphers. The central belief is that these codes can connect to cosmic energy and recharge it to undo the binding spell and release the person from the spell. The Kabbalistic healing process includes prayer and quoting specific verses from holy writings to activate positive and energetic forces. These methods are not only concerned with preventing the spell's negative effects. Kabbalistic healers believe it is possible to rise above physical limitations and affect changes in the material world. Kabbalistic healing addresses the causal root of the negative energy and the blockage. This approach to the solution will not only be temporary but will lead to a lasting harmonic state of balance. The effectiveness of Kabbalistic methods is deeply related to the spiritual healer's intention and knowledge. How do you remove a binding spell according to the Kabbalah? Kabbalistic healing is a way to undo binding spells. One of the central elements in the Kabbalistic approach is using Kabbalistic ciphers and codes aimed at canceling and removing binding spells. By Kabbalistic ciphers and codes, Kabbalistic spiritual healers can remove and undo the destructive effects of the spells. Reading passages from the Zohar, the Kabbalistic codes of the Kabbalah, are used as an energetic way to remove and undo the most powerful spells. People who wish to be freed from the limitations of binding spells while protecting against regenerating spells. How can one be protected and cancel the binding spells? The process of undoing binding spells is not a one-time ritual. The repetitions are the key to the complete success of removing negative energies and spells. In the same way, medical treatment may require repeating it several times to be effective. Repeated effort helps strengthen the defense and ensures that any lingering negativity present in you will eradicate it. Many spiritual healers fail to emphasize the need for protection, which leads to failure. The initial removal may only clean the surface, leaving the person vulnerable to recurring negative energies. Furthermore, the strength of binding spells can be powerful, and additional interventions are required to remove them. By repeating the process of breaking the binding spells, spiritual healers can offer a more effective solution, giving their clients strong protection. This way, the complexity of negative energies and blockages optimizes the persistence required to fight them successfully. How is a binding spell cancelled within the service of Samuel Zohar Yenai? In the process of binding spell cancellation, the purpose is to accommodate all members of faiths and religions and performed with complete discretion and personal adjustment. Undoing the binding spell requires deep communion and isolation, and it is possible to do without your presence. An ongoing process to undo an elemental binding spell, a powerful binding spell, isn't possible to remove in a single try. To ensure the maximum effective response, I repeat the process every 30 days until complete removal. Opening the energetic blockages in your life. The elimination process of a binding spell comes with the total removal of an evil eye, slander, cottages, and curses to ensure fully energetic purification. After that, the energetic defenses will implement it to ensure that any attack you suffered against you will not repeat itself. Strengthening processes for restoration after undoing the binding spell. It is my professional belief that without empowering the body and mind, it will be hard to recover after the binding spell is removed and cancelled. Therefore, I advise you to use vitamins and medicinal mushrooms that strengthen the body and accompany you in the process of coaching and consulting for the management of the business to help you in all the affected aspects. My knowledge in all my areas of expertise is at your disposal throughout the process. Opening the positive energy flow. Once we have finished removing all binding spells, your energy channels will be reopened to ensure renewed positive flow. An effective binding spell removal requires prompt application. As mentioned, this is one of the most dangerous spells. If there is any suspicion that this is the case, it is crucial to cancel the binding spell and respond early to improve the chances of canceling it. Persisting in the process and committing to the cancellation will result accordingly. For more details, you can leave details now on the website or contact us by phone or WhatsApp to schedule a consultation. Binding spells. Historical background. Binding spells are a type of spells that aim to create connections or connections between people, situations, objects, or spiritual entities. These spells can operate for various purposes, such as strengthening romantic relationships, maintaining marital fidelity, or out of an inexplicable fear of harm from others. Binding spells are common in various magical traditions, including voodoo, folk magic, and pagan cultures. Monotheistic beliefs such as Judaism, Christianity, Islam. They strongly disapprove of binding spells and consider both the caller and the performer to have committed an extremely severe crime, since there is an intervention in the ways of fate or life, not in the natural way intended for them. There isn't any established historical written evidence recording the talks about the methods and ways to perform or have performed binding spells. This method appeared in folk tales, historical stories, and witchcraft books from different periods. Types of binding spells and their purpose. 1. Love spells are a magic craft designed to strengthen or create a romantic bond between two people. 2. Spousal loyalty spells. These are spells aimed at maintaining the loyalty of one person towards another. 3. Fear spells aim to prevent a person or entity from causing harm, usually imaginary, to someone else. 4. Delay spells, whose purpose is to delay or prevent a person from taking some initiative or a material or energetic path that will lead him to success. How do you do a binding spell? Binding spells can include various components such as candles of different colors and sizes, types of plants, fabrics, including parts of clothing and intimate clothing in particular, personal, individual, and group photos, ancient symbols, and various amulets. The binding spell process includes using techniques of concentrated focus on the object, recitation of words or mantras repeatedly, and writing spells on amulets. The steps for performing binding spells. Defining the goal. First, the aim of why doing the spell must be defined precisely. For example, is the spell intended to strengthen a romantic relationship, protect against enemies, or prevent separation? Selection of ingredients. The spell will include symbolic ingredients such as candles, plants, fabrics, images, symbols, and amulets. Each ingredient used in the spells is selected carefully according to its symbolism and the spiritual qualities attributed to it. For example, red roses can be used for a love spell. Creating the object or symbol, in many cases, a symbolic object or physical product used in witchcraft must be created, such as a doll, amulet, or physical tying of threads or ribbons. The spell ceremony is the central part where the spell is activated. This ritual can include recitation of prayers or mantras, using candles, meditation, and concentration on the goal. The intention is to focus the mental energy and the will in the direction of the goal. The use of a prepared object, the prepared object or symbol is used as a physical anchor for the spell. It can be held, buried, burned, or kept aside in a specific special place, depending on the spell and its purpose. Binding witchcraft is forbidden according to the Torah. All types of tying spells are invalid according to the Torah since they create an artificial made-up thing and a much worse unnatural situation that is aided for this purpose by dark forces with destructive energies, the purpose of which is to change reality with the power of witchcraft or lies. Who are those who deal with binding spells? And what is their purpose? The practice of binding spells is wide and varied and includes people who usually perform it out of greed for money or out of a dark desire to control an evil mystical force in the other's life and destroy his life, whether it is the client who ordered the spell or whether it is the person on whom the spell is performed. Sorcerers and witches, people who deal with magic and the supernatural, mainly in Western cultures, may perform binding spells as part of their practice. Witches of Wicca and other pagan traditions may use binding spells for various purposes. It is not always clear in their case if the goal is personal and/or money. Mystics and communicators, people who practice Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism, or astrology may perform binding spells as part of a process of spiritual counseling, and this, according to Judaism and the faith, is wrong and forbidden. It is worth noting that this is only part of the mystics and communicators. And certainly not all of them. Priests and folk healers, in various cultures, priests, shamans, and folk healers may use binding spells as part of their practice and skill acquisition. For example, it is customary in voodoo or Santeria, white magic. Spiritual teachers and experts in herbal medicine in cultures where there is a long tradition of magic, such as in India, the Middle East, and Africa, binding spells can be performed by spiritual caregivers, and also by experts in herbal medicine, to create influence and to make money. Individuals, some people study and perform spells independently, through books, online guides, or study groups, and do so as part of their personal or spiritual beliefs. It is important to note that all of these acts, regardless of who performs them, are invalid, mostly negative, and will harm both the performer and the magician. Therefore, they must be dealt with immediately and of course very thoroughly, as much as possible. How do binding spells work? Binding spells work on the belief that reality and relationships between people can influence people through a ritual magical, concentrated energetic intention, using symbolic material, and amulets. Binding spells, like other spell types, rely on the belief in the power of focused mental intent, ritual symbols, and ritual actions to affect reality. Not everyone believes in the power or validity of the spells, but for those who do, they are a significant tool in their spiritual and ritual belief system. In most cases, they cause a lot of damage. Moreover, materials for binding spells are now widely sold in local stores or online stores to get them. Therefore, it is crucial to know how to be very alert and cancel the binding spell in time, and under no circumstances should time or chance act on the matter as seriously, as the negative energy of the spell can damage both physical and mental health. It's time to break free from the blockages and undo the binding spell. Now, have you decided to use a Kabbalah specialist to cancel a binding spell? Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to enter the dawning process. Are of the negative energy standing in their way to move forward? Using verifying techniques backed by age-old and comprehensive knowledge, unique techniques, and close and discreet accompaniment, binding spells, black magic, spells, and more will be removed. For more information and to schedule an appointment, contact us today by email, WhatsApp, or phone.